You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. We have a special guest in studio, Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos, Simply Mediterranean in Highland Village in Jackson, and Aplos in the Renaissance right down the road from us in Highland Colony. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. If you want to watch the show right now, go to YouTube and search Out of Bounds Sports. YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. We are fired up to have Aplos on the show. We've been talking about their amazing food and atmosphere all morning. It's about the next 4 or 5 days are going to be great weather-wise. It's going to turn this afternoon. And then tomorrow through Saturday looks amazing. So they've got outdoor, they've got spots where you can eat outdoors, both in Jackson, Highland Village, and then the green space in the Renaissance for Aplos. Great place, people watching, wonderful food, drinks. They've got a cool vibe, and that's why we wanted them, and it lined up. Alex and I met a month or so ago, and it all lined up. So we're excited to have Alex Eaton on the show. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for having me. Let's get fired
all
up.
Right. Yeah. And Christian is with us too. Alex and Christian walked in and they started taking fireball shots. So
yeah.
We feel like that they're ready to go. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. What do you think about the man cave?
It looks good. Looks really good. I'm glad the weather was so bad last night or I'd be walking in camo. Turkey season out there.
I know. When I'm driving in from Lake Cavalier to, well, wherever I'm going, Aplos or the studio or whatever, the last 3 weeks I've seen them all over on the side of the road.
Yeah,
about that, half a mile down from my house.
Yeah, that's probably because they're all fleeing where I'm hunting. I'm the only hunter that the turkeys are wondering where I'm going when they get there.
I saw a guy pulling in this morning. He was turkey hunting. It was a little side road off Lake Cavalier Road. And I don't know what time it was, 6 a.m. And I thought, yep, he's going to try to find a gobbler and see how that works out. Well, all right. So congratulations on Aplos in Highland Village.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. And everything. When did y'all open?
We opened in October of 23. So last year, about six months ago in a week.
No, I mean the one in Highland
Village. Oh, Highland Village. I believe it was 6 years ago.
It's been 6 years?
Yeah. No, you're getting old.
I know. All right. So you started Aplos in Highland Village 6 years ago. And then, like you said, you opened Aplos in the Renaissance mid-football season in the fall. And it's going well. I know you got to be excited about the direction that the Aplos family's going.
Yeah. I mean, we like the outdoor space. You know, it's Like you said, I think this is how this all started. You said it was the number one people watching place in the state. And I said, somebody sent me that. And I said, I text you on the side. I was like, hey, let's get together.
Right.
But they're good people watching places. But we also like to say that it's the only place in town with a built-in babysitter, you know, so you can tell your kids to run away, order their food. It gets there. It's a lot of cheese and bread and whatnot. And you can say, come eat. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. And you're not really mad about it.
Right.
As long as you can see them, then everything's gravy, you know. And of course, you can sit there and judge everybody for how their kids are acting if you don't have your kids.
Sure.
You know, I mean,
that's what I'll do now that I'm an empty nester.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I would beat that kid if that was mine. Look at him throwing those Legos.
Do you have kids?
I have three boys. And, those are my kids that most people are talking about.
That are throwing the Legos.
The ones that are actually diving into the fountains, they're saying, this is my dad's place, so I can do this, you know. So I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old. Boys.
You're
all
busy.
Like me.
Oh,
and
man.
Their mom's equally as bad, so they're going to be tough.
I love it. Alex Eaton, Aplos in Jackson and Highland Village, super cool place. And then they just opened up another one in the Renaissance 6 months ago, Simply Mediterranean. Okay, I got to ask you about a couple of things on the menu.
Let's go.
All right. So we were getting into National Chip and Dip Day. And so I haven't had your avocado dip. It looks amazing. But I've had your dip trio.
That's right. Then you've had it because it's on there.
There you go.
Is he lying? No, I'm just kidding.
And then you said you switched out the hot Italian sausage dip.
Yes. Yeah,
so tell me about it.
The hot Italian sausage dip was hot until about a minute after it got to your table. We couldn't figure out, you know, how to keep it hot. So we started thinking, and I started, you know, like when we come up with a new menu item, we've always tried to be like, we need a Greek appetizer, Lebanese or Italian, you know, anything on the Mediterranean. Well, I finally said, let's throw out the rule book and, you know, how can we take things that everybody likes or everybody's. So anywhere I go and I see, Mexican street corn, I'm like, let me get one. You know, I don't care if I'm even hungry. It's right. I love it on the cob. But out here with all you Madison folks, I mean, and I am one. I didn't want to be, you know. Can you cut this off the cob? So I just went ahead and didn't even explore the...
Took that out of the equation.
Yeah, took that out of the equation.
Okay.
You know. So I said, you know, everybody loves the street corn dip, but how can we do it to fit our brand, to fit our style, and maybe be healthy? So we already had this this herb tahini, which is a sesame paste. It's the base of hummus. We already had this herb tahini dip that you know, you can... say kind of has the same texture of mayonnaise. So I just ran in the back, grabbed some corn, grabbed this herb tahini, threw some onions instead of cohiga.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You say it, Christian.
Cotija cheese. I put feta because, you know, what's, you know, that's
sure.
Feta is Mediterranean. You know, that's, a lot of people put that on it and call it Mediterranean. But, you know, we added a couple more flavors, some Aleppo pepper. I mean, very few ingredients. It was super easy to make.
Right.
Brought it out. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's it. So now we've kind of got like a healthy street corn dip that goes with our pita chips.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's summer, spring, so we don't need a hot dip right now.
No.
We're going to keep working on the hot dip, but we had to axe it just because you can't call it hot when it's cold in 2 minutes.
Love it. Alex Eaton, Aplos in Jackson, Hallandale Village, and the Renaissance. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show. You can watch right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. So is your background cooking?
Yeah. I'm a classically trained chef. I went to Mississippi State University, switched gears at the very end to more of a marketing, just to get out of school, to be honest.
Sure.
And I was in construction management.
I did the same thing.
I didn't dip, so I didn't really fit in. You know, I didn't have my work boots on. I was going to, you know, Widespread Panic shows. They were all going to the rodeo.
Yeah.
So anyway, at the very end, my dad said, you know, I'll send you to any culinary school in the country, but you got to graduate. And so I went to the little, you know, counselors or whatever. I'm like, how do I get out of here? And they're like, well, there's these marketing degrees. And I started looking, and they put me in. It was like, I guess Apple had been around a while, but it was they showed me the classroom. It was all Apple computers, all women, you know, all girls working on marketing.
Yeah.
And I fit right in.
You were
so
there.
I got out of there, went to Johnson & Wales, University in Charlotte. I actually thought it was in Charleston. On Google, it still said Charleston. So what cooler thing to do? And then it was in Charlotte. And I'd never been to Charlotte. And they had a campus in Miami, Rhode Island, which I was definitely not going to, and Colorado. And you couldn't miss literally a day. And I knew if I was in Miami or Colorado,
wouldn't happen.
I'd miss the first day.
Right. So,
went to Charlotte and worked at a place called Rooster's Wood Fired Kitchen, and then that's where it all started.
How long were you in Charlotte at Johnson & Wales?
Yeah. So when you have a degree, you can get what's called an associate's. And so I got, you know, I'd been an SEC school, and so by the time you got to there, it was kind of it wasn't a joke, but I mean, you worked with your hands. I graduated magna cum laude. They weren't used to that SEC cheating on some of those, you know, essays and stuff. But
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was the first time I worked with my hands and realized, you know, that's what I needed to be doing the whole time. And really, a lot of those kids at those high end culinary schools aren't ever going to end up cooking because they realize how much work it is when they actually work in a restaurant.
Right.
And I learned most of everything that I learned was when I got the job at Rooster's Wood Fired Kitchen. The day we went and toured, me and my dad went there and ate a duck leg. And he said, if you can learn how to make this duck leg, you'll be successful. And so I tried for the first year to work at Rooster's, and I couldn't get the job. And then finally I landed the job, learned to make the duck leg. And I still don't think I'm as successful as I want to be, but I think that the success is getting here.
Okay. Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Jackson and Aplos at the Renaissance, and talking about his background and the food on the menu. So I got to ask, when you opened up last fall in the Renaissance, I'd been to your place in Highland Village, obviously, because Robert St. John, I ran into Robert St. John years ago, and he went, you've got to go to this place called Aplos. And if Robert St. John tells me to go somewhere, I'm going. So we had a meeting downtown. He said, we've got to go to Aplos. We may not be able to get in at lunch, but we'll eat at the bar.
Yeah.
He said, I order. And what I love about Robert is he orders everything because he's a restaurateur like you.
That's right.
And so this was, I don't know, 5 years ago. Well, when you opened up here, Kevin, one of your managers who I've known forever, was like, hey, come up, check out what we're doing. And I ordered the Greek wings. And you got to tell our listeners about the Greek, because they're amazing. Yeah. I mean, they are jump off the menu, phenomenal. And when y'all did that special Patron Paloma and Patron Margarita, I went that day, several weeks. It was Margarita Day, National Margarita Day. And we partnered and we went there that day. Tell our listeners about the Greek wings at Aplos.
Yeah, I'm going to give you just a little bit of history.
Yeah, that's
what
we want.
Before we get into that. When I originally opened Aplos, I was like super prideful on making sure it was super authentic, right? I literally went to Beirut, Lebanon, tried all the food there, and parents actually were like, you're risking your life to try grape leaves and hummus. And I was like, yeah. I mean, you can't open, say, a bow shop, a hunting bow store if you're a gun hunter, you know?
Right.
So I was like, I can't open a Mediterranean restaurant without going. So I'm going. My family's Lebanese. I'm going. My mom's side, not my dad. My dad's about like you. So anyway, the first year we opened, we were really busy. But as we got into like the first year and the newness wore off, we started to realize it was nothing but women and it was only on pretty days. And so right before COVID, believe it or not, we started changing up the menu and we were like, we got to get these guys in that are coming with their wives, but they need to be bringing their husbands and have something to eat. So right. We said, all right, let's do some wings. Let's do a burger. Let's put some buckets of beer on the menu. Like, I'll swallow my pride. Like, okay, sure. If wings, we're going to do wings. So the wings have evolved. We brine the wings. Originally, we fried them, and they were dry. With a dry, like, it was a Parmesan cheese, Aleppo pepper. We brine it in lemon, yada, yada, yada. Well, finally, we realized we've got all this feta, and feta comes in a brine. And the brine is actually tasty, the feta brine. It comes in a big bucket with all this liquid. We're throwing the liquid out. So I was like, why don't we try just pouring the feta brine on the wings, which is already salty. And so we go ahead and add lemon. What else do we add, Christian? We add...
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Garlic, lemon, and we add our house seasoning, which we call Secret Weapon.
Secret Weapon. I love that.
And if you can't think of what something's missing, you throw on that Secret Weapon. And we might need to sell it on the Out of Bounds show.
I'm in.
All right. So we fry the we slow cook the wings in olive oil, and then because we want to be fast, so we slow cook them to kind of erase some of the cooking time, and then we fry them to crisp them, and then we toss them in a Lebanese lemon mint vinaigrette, which I still think Kessler Prime, let's give them a shout out. Kessler Prime's house dressing is a Lebanese vinaigrette. If y'all did not know, that's the Lebanese background. It's a spearmint dressing, which is the bomb. Right. So on the crab claws. But anyway, it's kind of the same thing. It's a lemon mint dressing tossed in the on the wings. We finish them with Parmesan and Aleppo pepper. So kind of you see where we're going with, like, it's a Mediterranean flavors, but, you know, we call it Mediterranean food with Southern roots.
I love that. Mediterranean food with Southern roots. Alex Eaton on the Out of Bounds show, owner of Aplos in Jackson and the Renaissance. He and Christian joining us this morning. If you want to watch it, go to YouTube, search Out of Bounds Sports. All right, I'm going to keep rolling here.
Let's go.
Lebanese cheese rolls.
So, yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah. This guy hasn't had them, but he's having them this week. He's had a lot on your menu, but he has not had the Lebanese cheese rolls. Tell our listeners about
that. All right, so we went to Lebanon for 5 days. This was crazy. I mean, we don't have time to talk about the Lebanese trip.
We got 8-9 minutes.
Yeah, so anyway, I was sitting on a mountain in Lebanon with these brothers who were in a wedding, and they invited their friends and were at a club. And in Lebanon, at a certain time, the government shuts off the power and everybody's generators kick on. And so we're talking about that, overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. We're at a club. I mean, it's kind of edgy there. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm sitting there with this group of people. We finally were with people, because originally it was just us two. They order some apps. I look out on the table and there's some little cheese rolls. And I ate it and I said, this will work. So this trip wasn't for nothing. So that's where it came from. We just take our pizza cheese, which is a blend. We add secret weapon. We add the secret weapon, the cheese from the pizza and feta cheese, and we roll them up, deep fry them. They're a phyllo. So they're flaky cheese roll, which, I worked in restaurants where we, took pepper jack cheese and fried it in breadcrumbs. So it's kind of a Mediterranean
playoff
cheese stick.
Yeah. I like that. There you go. You were asking me earlier. That's perfect. Mediterranean cheese stick.
But if you want to Google those, they're called rachacha zhibni.
That's a lot. I'm all.
Yeah. 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 I can't spell it. So good luck.
And how long were you in Lebanon? A week?
Yeah, I was in a week.
Wow.
And I ended up being the driver of a bride and groom at a wedding in a Mercedes.
So that sounds this story like you. That sounds like you. Random. And that's great. Alex Eaton went to spent a week in Lebanon and went to culinary school in Charlotte. 6 years ago, they opened Aplos in Highland Village. And in October, they opened Aplos in the Renaissance. He's joining us on the Out of Bounds show. You can watch it on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Okay, you just teed me up. You talked about the pizzas.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about your pizzas, and then let's go over one. Like, my wife loves your margarita pizza, but I'm looking at the Aplos Supreme. So I'm just going to tee you up, let you run with it.
Gotcha. So I moved to New Orleans right after Charlotte and started, opened a restaurant with a guy named John Besh and Alon Shaya, both very successful. Alon's actually killing it right now. But so he was Israeli. We opened an Italian place, and I was the pizza guy. I flew into town. They hired me on the spot. I mean, I guess because I brought my own knives and I had on a chef kit. I don't know. But I worked the pizza oven. I had a rotating deck oven called a pavese, which we now have at Jackson and Ridgeland.
Okay.
They come out of New York.
Say that name again.
Pavese.
All right.
Yeah. So, I went to bread school in San Francisco just to learn how to make the dough. San Francisco Baking Institute.
Damn.
Kris Jenner's best friend gave me a ride to class from San Francisco. Super random. anyway, learned how to make the dough. And then the pizzas are Italian, Neapolitan style. So they cook in about 3 to 5 minutes. Light on the sauce, light on the topping.
Yeah.
That's really hard to kind of pull off because everybody here wants the heavy topping on.
Right. I like your direction.
We kind of just, it's one of those things that I love. That's my favorite thing to make. It's relaxing. There's an art to it. Everything's got to line up. The oven's got to be good. The dough's got to be right. And I think, I don't know how many we're selling now a day. I think we started off maybe with 48 a day and we're up to 200.
Wow.
Yeah. Anywhere from 120 to 200.
Okay.
A day.
You went to the San Francisco, what?
Baking Institute.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All we did was make baguettes for 8 days. And I kept saying, pizza dough. Finally, the guy's like, all right. After we got done, he was like, come here. Here's a recipe, dude. Like, we don't just start on pizza dough. You got to do 24 weeks of this before we get to the pizza dough.
Is that how long you were there?
No, I was only there 7 days.
Okay.
But I got the way to make the formulas and understand baker's math and all that.
Right.
And then a guy named Gil Tershin, Gil's Bread used to be in Ridgeland. He actually has refined the pizza dough, and he worked for me for a while.
That's a cool story, man.
Yeah, so Gil from Gil's Bread, who's a retired investment guy, his wife was a partner at Deloitte in retirement. He started working at Aplos just once a day to help me make the dough. And so now in each Aplos, if you walk in the kitchen, it says Gil's Dough Room on the ceiling, and that'll be in every Aplos because he's helped me with all kinds of financial stuff, all kinds of anything that could go wrong in business, he's been there with me. So I'm going to give a shout out to Gil.
That's a great story too. Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Highland Village and in the Renaissance. We started this. We're going to have him on again. We've got a couple of minutes here. We started this with the way they set this thing up. Obviously, you can eat indoors. It's awesome. But they have outdoor space at both spots. The sun's coming out tomorrow. It's going to be a really good week. Sunshine, as I mentioned to Alex, and the reason why we kind of hooked up is it's a great people watching place. Whether you're in, and I love, I mean, that's part of my show. We're in the business of storytelling. And so when I'm traveling, roaming around, I watch people and I incorporate it into the show. And it's a great place in Highland Village. And of course, when Robert St. John recommended it, I was like, I'm
Thank
in.
You, Robert.
And then here we are. All right, I got like a minute or two. Okay. Where do I want to go here? I kind of want to hit the, I kind of want to just real quick hit the Euro.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got several different Euros on the menu. Let's just tee that up, and then you can come back in a month or two, and we'll maybe y'all bring some Euros. We'll smash some Euros at the bar and make Patron.
I mean, you can't have a Greek spot without a Euro.
No, you can't.
We make it. You know, a lot of places have the same sauce. I mean, the sauce you can buy is good, but we make it. I mean, it's just a standard Euro with fresh-made tzatziki. And, we've got the chicken shawarma on there, which is what I did in Lebanon, just kept eating shawarmas everywhere I went. And it's I'm still trying to get it as good as you'd have it in Lebanon. It's been a kind of a challenge. But that's a lot of those places only sell shawarma. So you go in there, that's all they have. And they've got these guys for 30 years that's what they do. They're shawarma guys. And so anyway, we're still working on it. I think everything's good. I mean, we try to get rid of anything that's not good and anything we have problems with. And then we have to get rid of some things that are good to make room for new stuff to stay current.
Sure.
And we piss those people off. But, you know.
That's right.
They end up not getting mad at the end.
Alex Eaton, he'll join us again in a couple of months. Check out Aplos for lunch or dinner. Something else that I wanted to throw out. They will cater. They will cater your business party, social, graduation, wedding. That's something that I talked to Alex and his team about. So if you got something, cause spring, summer's around the corner, you've got all kinds of events coming up, don't forget about Aplos catering your next party.
Yeah, we're hopping on Easy Cater finally. We didn't want to do it, but we're doing it now. It's kind of like the DoorDash of the catering world. So that's happening probably by next week. And then, we're doing all the custom stuff out of the Jackson location.
Alex Eaton, Aplos, Highland Village in Jackson, and the Renaissance. And we will see you tomorrow on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone.